Fear it not, sir. I would I were so sure to win the king as I am bold, her honor will remain hers.
What means do you make to him?
Not any. But abide the change of time, quake in the present winter state, and wish that warmer days would come. In these seared hopes, I barely gratify your love. They failing, I must die, much your debtor.
Your very goodness and your company o'erpays all I can do. By this, your king and third of great Augustus. Cast Lucius will do his commission throughly, and I think he will grant the tribute, send the arrearages, or look upon our Romans, whose remembrance is yet fresh in their grief.
I do believe, statist though I am none, nor like to be, that this will prove a war. And you shall hear the legions now in Gallia sooner landed and are not fearing Britain than have tidings of any tribute paid. Our countrymen are men more ordered than when Julius Caesar smiled at their lack of skill, but found their courage worthy his frowning at. Their discipline, now mingled with their courages, will make known to their approvers their people such that mend upon the world.
See, Iachimo.
The swiftest hearts have posted you by land, and winds of all the corners kissed your sails to make your vessel nimble.
Welcome, sir.
I hope the briefness of your answer made the speediness of your return.
Your lady is one of the fairest I have looked upon.
And therewithal the best. Or let her beauty look through a casement to allure false hearts and be false with them.
Here are letters for you.
A tenor good, I trust.
It's very light.
Was Cass Lucius in the Briton court when you were there?
He was expected then, but not approached.
All is well yet. Sparkles this stone as it was wont? Or is too dull for your good wear?
If I had lost it, I should have lost the worth of it in gold. I'll make a journey twice as far to enjoy a second night of such sweet shortness as was mine in Britain. For the ring is won.
The stone's too hard to come by.
It's not a whit, your lady being so easy.
Make not, sir, your loss your sport. I hope you know that we must not continue friends.
Oh, good sir, we must, if you keep covenant. Had I not brought the knowledge of your mistress home, I grant we were to question farther, but I now profess myself the winner of her honor, together with your ring. I'm not the wronger of her or you, having proceeded but by both your wills.
If you can make it apparent that you have tasted her in bed, my hand and ring is yours. If not, the foul opinion you had of her pure honor gains or loses your sword or mine, or masterless leaves both to who shall find them.
Sir, my circumstances being so near the truth, as I will make them, must first induce you to believe, whose strength I will confirm with oath, which I doubt not you'll give me leave to spare when you find you shall need it not.
Proceed.
First, her bedchamber, where I confess I slept not. But had that was well worth watching. It was hanged with tapestry of silk and silver, the story proud Cleopatra when she met her Roman. And Cydnus swelled above the banks, or for press of boats or pride. A piece of work so bravely done, so rich that it did strive in workmanship and value, which I wondered could be so rarely and exactly wrought. Since the true life of...
This is true. And this you might have heard of here. By me or by some other?
More particulars must justify my knowledge.
So they must, or do your honor injury.
The chimney is south the chamber. The chimney piece, chaste Diane, bathing. Never saw I figures so likely to report themselves. The cutter was as another nature, dumb. Out went her motion and breath left out.
This is a thing which you might from relation likewise read, being as it is, much spoke of.
The roof of the chamber with golden cherubins is fretted. Her androns, I forgot them, were two winking cupids of silver, each on one foot, standing nicely depending on their brands.
This is her honor? Let it be granted, you have seen all this, and praise be given to your remembrance. The description of what is in her chamber, nothing saves the wager you have laid.
And if you can be pale, I beg but leave to air this jewel, see? That is up again. I must be married to that your diamond. I'll keep them.
Once more, let me behold it. Is it that which I left with?
Sir, I thank her. That. She stripped it from her arm. I see her yet. Her pretty action did outsell her gift. And yet enriched it too. She gave it me and said she prized it once.
Maybe she plucked it off to send it me.
She writes so to you, does she?
Basilisk unto mine eye. Kills me to look on't. Let there be no honor where there is beauty. Truth for a semblance. Love where there's another man. The vows of women of no more bondage be to where they are made than they are to their virtues, which is nothing. Oh, above measure.
Oh, have patience, sir. And take your ring again. 'Tis not yet won. It may be probable she lost it. Or who knows if one of her women, being corrupted, has stolen it from her.
Very true. And so I hope he came by it. Back my ring. Render to me some corporal sign about her. More evident than this. For this was stolen. Hercule, he swears. By Jupiter, he swears. It is true. Nay, keep the ring. It is true. I'm sure she would not lose it. Her attendants are all sworn and honorable. Were they induced to steal it by a stranger? No, he hath enjoyed her. The cognizance of her incontinency is this: she hath bought the name of whore thus dearly. Take thy hire, and all the fiends of hell divide themselves.
Be patient. This is not strong enough to be believed or one persuaded well of.
Talk on. She hath been coated by him.
If you seek for further satisfying under her breast, worthy the pressing, lies a mole. Right proud of that most delicate lodging, I kissed it, and it gave me hunger to feed again, though full. You do remember the stain upon her?
Aye. And it doth contain another stain as big as hell can hold, were there no more but it.
Will you hear more?
Spare your arithmetic. Never count the turns. Once in a million.
I'll be sworn.
No swearing. If you will swear you have not done it, you lie. And I will kill thee if thou dost deny thou hast made me cuckold.
I deny nothing.
Oh, that I had her here to tear her limb. I will go there and do it. In the court. Before her father. I'll do something.
Right besides the government of patience. You have won. Let's follow him and pervert the present wrath he hath against himself.
With all my heart.